Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
From celebrity appearances to squirrels, Shane Beattie from Breakfast Briefing is with us in studio today to tell us about all the stories that just didn't make the headlines this week. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Happy sunny Friday at last.
Oh my God, thank Christ. The first week it hasn't rained. Even though there was rain yesterday, it was brutal.
But yesterday, we're just going to forget about yesterday. But nice for the match later. Looking forward to watching it.
You're watching it, are you?
Yeah, I'm not going. I've never been to the rugby.
Ever.
Do you know, I've never been to the Aviva even.
Stop.
I know. Very sheltered life. But I am going to watch it. Are you
going to
watch it?
I am actually going to the match.
Of course you're going to it.
I'm going to it, yeah.
Okay, give us your score prediction.
You know that I'm a kind of a social rugby fan, you know.
No,
that's, I'm a social sports fan. That's how I describe myself.
I'm going to hold you to this on Monday morning.
I'm
going to put a bet on based on your score prediction.
Oh, God, no, I'm not giving that. I mean, are you absolutely outrageous to think that I'm going to commit to that?
I'm going to go 29-20 to Ireland.
Right. I don't know. I think it'll be much more to Ireland than that. I mean, if you want my rugby commentary. You've never been to the Aviva at all for anything.
No.
Not even a concert.
Never. I've been to Croke Park loads. I know. I need to go. I really want
to. You just
go.
Need to get out a little more, I think.
But then I have to leave my house to do that.
You see, you don't want to. You see, it's not that you don't or can't go to things. It's actually that you don't want to leave your house.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah. Well,
that's why I'm saying we need to encourage you to get out. Anyway, tell us about this.
Well, we certainly have heroes in Cork, I can tell you, because Cork BO says it sounds like something from a nursery rhyme, but it was actually a dramatic animal rescue in Cork City, and they needed thermal imaging technology and a fire crew trained in urban search and rescue. This is a terrible story. So a poor cat had been missing.
God.
Missing for a fortnight, by the way, which is obviously a very, very stressful, upsetting experience. So the Mog is missing for 2 weeks. And then one night, the owners hear a faint meowing coming from inside the wall of their house at 4 a.m.
This is like one of these TikTok videos.
Yeah. They rang Cork City Fire Brigade. They said, we need to bring the big guns in here because we can hear our cat. And the team from the fire brigade came out and they had to ask the owner's permission for this, obviously, but they had to cut a hole in the wall and used thermal imaging camera to successfully locate and rescue the cat. They say they're delighted to report she was removed safely. This also goes to show, don't just assume that you have rats if you hear noises in your walls.
Don't talk to me.
It could be a cat either.
How did it get in there?
And we don't know that. And we also don't know how long the cat was in there. I really hope not for the full 2 weeks. But listen, either way, the cat is okay now. But you can actually see in pictures on the Fire Brigade social media, the cat lying awkwardly behind a wooden beam inside the wall.
It must have fallen through the roof or something.
Yeah, as I say, we don't know how long it was inside the wall for. Also good news, by the way, because Cork City Fire Brigade was recently named as the fastest responders in all of Ireland, and it's not for the first time that they've had to rescue animals there. So well done, as you say, absolute heroes there from Cork City Fire Brigade.
I'm looking at the pictures of it here on their Instagram. I mean, the cat is, it's really wedged in behind the beam, isn't it,
the
wall?
The poor divil.
And it's a big enough cat. Like,
it is a big cat, yeah. Anyway, the good news is that the cat is thankfully okay and the owner's delighted to get it back.
Absolutely. What's going on in Dundalk?
Well, this is a great idea from Louth, and I think this could be rolled out across the entire country. We're going to Dundalk, and you'll know, obviously, through Lunchtime Live, these are the things that really, really annoy people. Things like your potholes, streetlights.
Oh, God, yeah.
Streetlights broken, graffiti cropping up. Well, a Louth councillor has created a new app to make it easier for people in Dundalk to report everyday issues directly to their local representative. So this is independent councillor Ciarán Fisher, who has unveiled an app called Town Pin, and you can flag problems like potholes, blocked drains, broken streetlights, damaged footpaths directly into this app. By the way, I was thinking you could also, if you had flooding, get straight onto the app and take a picture and pinpoint exactly.
This is a genius idea.
Absolutely. And he's a teacher, as far as I know. This is the first app he's ever developed. But the reports in Town Pin go straight to the councillor, and he gets on then. He'd have a special phone number, you know, for the council itself to ensure that they are logged and scheduled scheduled for repair. Now, the councillor Fisher has said that it is being piloted in Dundalk, but there's potential, obviously, to use it in other areas. How it works, you drop a pin on a live map at the exact location of an issue, pick your category, put up a picture, and Bob's your uncle, then it's all sorted.
Well, listen, there's about 10 potholes in the road up to my house at the moment where I'm living in Dublin. I'm going to start using his town bin. See if he can get on to the councillors in our locality to sort it out.
Absolutely. It's interesting.
This is great. Yeah. This is such an efficient use of time.
You can find out more. Townpin.ie is the website there. Interesting you say that, because I drive up to Dublin every day. The amount of potholes on the roads in Dublin.
Oh my God, they are. I got a puncture about 2 weeks ago and I'm blaming a pothole for it.
I know the weather was bad and that obviously creates potholes or whatever, but they're brutal in Dublin at the moment.
The other thing I've noticed, so Dublin City Council, I'm kind of one of these, you know, complainers. When there's potholes and stuff, I'll complain, you know, to the guy. I'd say I'm a dose. I'm sure I come up in their system. But anyway, the way they do it is they have kind of, you fill in a form basically in the website. But like, you know, you have to go to the, I'd say, you know, half the time I think if the cynic in me thinks this is to deter you from actually complaining, is you have to go onto the website and you have to fill out the thing, give the details and all that. But like, how handy would it be? Here's a pin, here's the area, there's 40 potholes in this road, fill them in.
And it goes straight to the councillor who'll get onto the council. Great
Fair
idea.
Play to them in Dundalk, great idea for sure.
Insurance isn't one size fits all. That's why drivers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years now. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay and they'll show you options that fit your budget. So whether you're picking out your first policy or just looking for something that works better for you and your family, they make it easy to see your options. Visit progressive.com. Find a rate that works for you with the Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On this show, as entrepreneurs, we often talk about the courage it takes to start something from scratch. Every successful brand begins with a vision, a purpose, and someone willing to take a chance on an idea. And while every founder's journey is different, many share the same determination to overcome obstacles, innovate, and build something meaningful from the ground up. That's why I always enjoy hearing founder stories, because behind every product is a real person who has invested time, energy, and passion into building something meaningful. Walmart is helping customers discover products from thousands of small brands while giving founders opportunities to grow, reach new communities, and share the stories behind their businesses. By making it easier to discover these brands, Walmart helps connect customers with innovative products and the entrepreneurs whose passion, resilience, and creativity help bring them to market. So whether you're an entrepreneur yourself or a dream driver looking to be inspired, it's exciting to see more opportunities for small brands to be discovered. Visit walmart.com to learn more about the small brands and founder stories available in your community.
Did you meet this celebrity in Cork?
Really, chef, really.
We're in the middle of service right now.
Shut it!
Hey, what do you think this is, a talk show?
No.
Come you f*** this and shut your fat mouth!
Yes, chef.
That's the unmistakable sound of Gordon Ramsay.
I know.
Are you a fan of Gordon?
Yeah, I'm kind of...
I like him.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't...
I don't love him, like, I mean, no. I don't know that I'd run out to Cork, down to Cork to meet him, like, but...
I don't work for him, but I don't enjoy his TV programmes. Well, he wasn't swearing in Cork recently, but he was in the county, and he visited Ballymaloe. Now, can you imagine being a cook in Ballymaloe, and Gordon Ramsay comes in and starts judging your food, maybe, or whatever?
I wonder how good of a chef is he?
I think he's pretty good. I think so. He's certainly very wealthy. I mean, he's huge in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I was in his place in Vegas years ago.
Famous for his beef Wellington there in particular. But anyway, the reason he was in Cork making a surprise visit is that his daughter was training at Ballymaloe Cookery School. His daughter's name is Tilly. And by the way, this is a great advert for Ireland, because this is all filmed in his new Netflix series, because there's a show on Netflix
called
Being Gordon Ramsay, which gives a behind the scenes look at his life. And in the show, they capture a very moving moment when he dropped in to see his daughter and she didn't know he was coming. So it's a whole big surprise in Ballymaloe. Ballymaloe have shared it on their social media.
Great publicity for them.
Yeah, and Gordon can be seen wiping tears from his eyes after hugging his daughter. And he does say as well that he gets emotional talking about his daughter because he feels she's very vulnerable as she enters the chefing world, because people
you're
Gordon Ramsay's daughter.
That's hard. Big pressure on her, isn't it?
I mean, I would say he's partly responsible for the chefing world being quite scary because of all the effing and blind
thing. Yeah,
we'll
just play the clip of them there.
So partly to blame.
Also, nice endorsement for Ballymaloe.
Oh yeah, they're flat out sharing it on their social media. So if you want to have a look, it's on Netflix at the moment.
That'd be Ballymaloe, and I'd be right up your street, I'd say.
Never been.
No, we will either.
I believe they have a dessert trolley that comes around and people say you should bring this back to all restaurants because you don't know what you want looking at a menu.
Yeah.
The trolley comes around.
See, I love an old school restaurant like
that.
Yeah,
it's a nice idea. Yeah. So I've never been to Ballymaloe, but Gordon Ramsay has. As has Kate Winslet, we said recently as well. Mm. She was down there.
Now we're going to Limerick.
Well, you don't actually have to walk 5,000 miles in Limerick anymore because Limerick Greenway is the first in Ireland to offer a full virtual reality tour of the entire route of the Greenway. So this allows you to do an immersive digital experience along 40 kilometres from Rathkeel to Abbeyfeel. So you stick on your VR headset or get your phone out or your web browser and you can explore the whole Greenway in Limerick. Now, the idea behind this is it allows people in other countries who can't get here look at the Greenway. Or
I was kind of wondering, I was sort of thinking, why would you bother doing a virtual trip of it?
A virtual trip. So if you're abroad, also people with disabilities might be able to do the Greenway. So now you can with your virtual reality headset
on. That's a good shout.
It's all an initiative from the Tourism Department of Limerick City County Council. And they spent 8 months doing extensive mapping and 360 degree capturing of the route. There's more than 20 locations and attractions along Limerick on this VR route, including King John Castle and a Adair. And of course, with the Ryder Cup coming to Adair next year as well, there's going to be huge interest in
Forward Salad.
Yeah, absolutely. The Greenway, by the way, only opened a couple of years ago. 1.5 million visitors have done it so far. Very
Happy
popular.
Days. Yeah, that's brilliant. Tell us about squirrels.
Have you ever seen a red squirrel?
God, I can't say I have.
Can't say I have.
I'm not sure I even know what I'm looking for, to be honest.
Well, I would say you probably haven't. Now, I remember when I was a kid, you used to see green squirrels up the back road for me the whole time. And then they kind of vanished.
Are squirrels green?
No, red. Did I say green?
Yeah. I was like, sorry, what? Are we missing here?
Sorry. Red squirrels. I used to see loads of red squirrels. No, they definitely weren't green. I got confused with red and grey.
That's right. That's so okay. Anyway, Carry on.
I used to see loads of red squirrels, then the greys got rid of them, but now they're making a comeback. The whole reason we're talking about this is in Longford, in Centre Parks, they're encouraging people to support a new petition calling for a red squirrel.
Sorry, I just got one.
A red squirrel phone emoji. This will not be a green squirrel emoji, it will be a red emoji. So basically, they say red squirrel sightings in Ireland are continuing to increase, and now it's time to give one of our most recognisable native animals a place on our phones too. At the moment on phones we have things like foxes, badgers, deers and rabbits, but when it comes to the red squirrel, there isn't really an option apart from a North American chipmunk, which is quite cute, but it doesn't look like your red squirrel. And research commissioned by Centre Parks found many children mistake the chipmunk emoji for a squirrel, and campaigners say if we had an emoji it would ensure our native species remains visible in everyday conversations. If you'd like to get involved in that petition, you can do change.org. Just look for red squirrels, and Centre Parks say they have 400 acres of woodland and there are plenty of red squirrels around.
Good stuff. Shane Beattie, enjoy the match from the comfort of your warm couch this evening. Thanks a million. Back 6 o'clock Monday morning.
Thank you. Have a lovely weekend.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.